Tonglen, full practice. So I'm going to lead you in a Tonglen meditation, which means giving and receiving. And in this practice, we will first just settle into our posture and connect with our experience and relax. And then we will bring to mind the refuges, the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, and maybe a particular Buddha or Bodhisattva that we feel connected to. And then we will do this practice called Tonglen. So to begin with, just take some time to settle into your posture. Make sure you're sitting balanced and relaxed. So that the body can relax into the ground. And also at the beginning, just take some time to just sit and do nothing, not even meditate or trying to meditate. So just sit for a while. And in that sitting, just letting go. Opening to your experience. Allowing your experience to show itself. So you become aware of the body and how it feels in the body right now. And you become aware of your breathing naturally coming and going. Breathing in and breathing out. And you also become aware of what's happening in your mind. Thoughts and images coming and going in your mind. And feeling the connection with the ground, what you're sitting on. Your buttocks and sitting bones. Relaxing down into the cushion or chair or stool. And feeling how the body rises up from that contact. How the head balances on the neck. Arms resting in your lap. Or on your knees. So you're sitting like this, connecting with your body, with your breathing, with your inner being. Becoming sensitive and open to your whole experience. And then we bring to mind the three refuges or three jewels, the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. Which we go for refuge to and rely upon. So you connect with what they mean to you. And you can bring to mind a particular Buddha or Bodhisattva you feel connected to. So when we're doing this practice of Tonglen, we're relying on something bigger than ourselves. In a sense, allowing the practice to happen through us from this greater perspective of the Buddha or of a Bodhisattva. Who has naturally access to compassion and wisdom. You can imagine the Buddha sitting behind you or by your side or above you. Just imagine that they're there and feel their presence. So in many ways this is a very imaginative practice. So you imagine these beings. And later on you imagine the suffering being relieved in yourself and others. And you just allow that imagination to have an effect. So now and then you can come back to this sense of the Buddha or a Bodhisattva being with you. Some people enjoy having them behind them so that the Buddha breathes through you and out into the world. And then you become aware of pain or suffering in yourself. Maybe there is some physical tension or discomfort, Or maybe you're aware of some emotional pain at the moment in your life. So just become aware of this and how you feel it in your body. And notice how you respond to that. Can you be open to it and breathe with it? Or is there a resistance? So in this practice, you imagine you're breathing in that pain or suffering, breathing it back into the Buddha or Bodhisattva, and then it becoming transformed into light, relief, and joy. Bit by bit. So just try this and see what effect it has, how you respond. And you're aware that this pain or suffering is not fixed. It has come into existence and it will change in time. And you can imagine this pain and suffering dissolving, easing. And you're aware that there is much more in your experience than this pain. And then relaxing for a while, just breathing, breathing relaxed into your whole body. And then we bring to mind someone we know he is suffering at the moment. Someone going through a difficult time. So you become aware of them, remember them. And become aware of their pain or their suffering, and how it affects them. So just breathing with that first, noticing any resistance to the pain. And then you imagine you're breathing it in. And then breathing out relief, ease, and light. You can imagine the pain as a smoke or a shadow that you breathe in, and then that gets transformed through the might of the Buddha, a Bodhisattva, their wisdom and compassion, and you breathe out light, ease. And you remember that this pain and suffering of theirs is not fixed or unchanging. It has come into existence. It changes. And it will hopefully go away. Dissolve. And from this person we can expand outwards, we can think of other people, people in places where there's conflict, maybe war, where we know there is suffering. So choosing one of those areas. Or you may also have just this general sense of suffering in the world. And in the same way, relying on the Buddha and Bodhisattva, on the refugees, you breathe in and allow that suffering to be transformed and you breathe out light and relief. can, of course, imagine animals, the whole natural world, as well as people and beings. So you sit like this, breathing in and breathing out, allowing pain and suffering to be changed, eased and released. And it's important you imagine that it is released and changed. And you may sit on for longer if you wish, or you can bring the meditation to close and just sit, relax, all effort, and sit for a few minutes just absorbing the practice. And you may want to end up with a short prayer or wish that all beings become free of suffering. And experience joy and happiness.